Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jillian Smith. I am the director of Deaconess Ann House, which is the Episcopal Service Corps program here in St. Louis. The Episcopal Service Corps is a network of communities of young adults in their 20s living together across the country, working for justice, working with nonprofits, discerning their future, and gaining important life skills. This program is what brought me to St. Louis originally 6 years ago, and then a year after I did that, you all took a risk on a spunky 22-year-old, and for 3 years I served as the Director of Youth and Young Adult Ministry here at St. Peter's, so it is a pleasure to be back here. Thank you for having me. Normally I like to start out my sermons with some kind of charming anecdote, tell you a little about what's going on in my life, maybe even a funny story. But I will be honest with you, I've been out of town every weekend in June, except for this one. 4 states, 3 weddings, a conference, and a family visit later, I stand before you an introvert who is very glad to be here, but one who has a very low battery. So I'll keep it brief, cool? Let's just dive right in to what Jesus has in store for us in this week's scripture. I was pretty angry when Carol from the office sent me the readings last week. I was like, come on, Luke, gospel writer, not your rector who is gallivanting off in Canada right now. Come on, I'm tired, I haven't seen my cats, and you're going to give me no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God?
That's my Jesus voice.
Really? This reading gave me a pit in the bottom of my stomach. I know that I'm preaching right now, but I try not to be too preachy in the pulpit or in real life. It's not a good look for me. And in this passage, man, Jesus is laying it on thick, isn't he? Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. This person can't bury their father. No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. This person can't say bye to their family. They just have to say yes to Jesus and never look back on their old life. It feels like there is no room for error, no room to make a mistake. Leave it all behind. You're in or you're out. And y'all, I am not about that. I've been a part of the church for my whole life, either as a parishioner, a volunteer, or as an employee. There's a certain standard I feel like I have to live up to because, shoot, if I'm going to work for the church and do ministry and preach sermons, then I better, right? Right? I better let the dead bury their own dead and put my hand to the plow and never look back. Because otherwise, how am I fit for the kingdom of God and fit to tell others about it? To call myself a leader. To call myself a Christian. And if I'm not fit, why the heck are they paying me to help others get there? The bluegrass band Nickel Creek, Nickel Creek has a song that I love called Doubting Thomas. I highly recommend that you listen to it. And it's been one of my favorites since I was 15. One of the verses sums up a little of what I'm feeling. It says, if there's a master of death, I bet he's holding his breath, as I show the blind and tell the deaf about his power.
So a brief aside, I did a little research about plows because, believe it or not, I do not have a ton of base knowledge about plows.
If you don't look straight ahead, the plow is going to swerve, and it could mess up the entire harvest. And y'all, I have looked back a lot in my life. I know I'm not alone in that, but I have swerved and looked back and probably taken my hand off the plow altogether at times. feels like I'm not fit for the kingdom of God, not fit to tell anyone about God's power. And sometimes I worry that somewhere God is holding in a big breath while I poorly try to proclaim the gospel. But the reality is, we are all going to swerve. Priests, people on the bishop's staff, Sunday school teachers, youth ministers, loyal parishioners, even the seemingly holiest among us are going to look back and make mistakes. Not plow the straight line. A lot of times we're going to have one foot out the door because being all in is terrifying. If I've got my story straight, Jesus is the only one of us plowing a truly straight line, right? Pastor Daniel Emery Price, who is a little more evangelical than someone I would normally quote in an Episcopal church, had this to say: we are in and of ourselves half-hearted flowers and unfit. But the gospel speaks another word. There is one who set his face toward Jerusalem, and he has plowed for us. So I guess there's no need for anyone to be preachy, because we're all unfit. Bad flowers, the lot of us. And luckily, God's grace yields a bigger harvest than we could ever hope for. But I will say this. Just because a really awesome flower named Jesus came before us and set a path does not mean our work is over. Knowledge of our imperfection is not an excuse for us to coast. There is work to be done, even though in our greatest attempts, our gazes still may stray. And that's sort of the point. God calls us to be bigger and better than our minds can comprehend, to seek to do the seemingly impossible, to live like Christ. Because there is a big, crazy world out there filled with injustices that Jesus spent his whole life fighting against. And if we look no further than our city or our news feeds, we will see people who are suffering because of the color of their skin or their sexuality, their gender identity, or their immigration status. People who are oppressed. People who Jesus spent his whole life standing beside and fighting for and plowing for. And so it is our turn to set our sights on what the world could be, what the kingdom of God could look like here and now, and try not to look back. I kind of don't think God is holding in a big breath like Nicole Creek says. I think God knows we're all going to mess up. I doubt that that would come as a surprise. And knowing all that, knowing that we are as unfit as we are for the kingdom, God still calls us, all of us, not just those of us who get a paycheck from the church, to boldly plow.